USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American embassy staffers in Afghanistan accused the Biden administration of betrayal after they were advised to head to the airport, but instead suffered a brutal experience without protection. Now the Biden administration is being accused of smokescreening the Afghanistan evacuation debacle under the ruse of coronavirus leaks. Dr. Marty McCary on Fox News.
Medical advice is sacred. It should not be used to distract from headlines. And if you look at what happened within hours of the viral video of the Afghan airport, the White House leaked to the New York Times and Washington Post that they were going to announce the next day boosters for all Americans despite no evidence to support that it reduces severe illness and without any CDC or FDA guidance on it.
The embassy memo was sent Saturday, a day before at least seven people, including a young child, were crushed to death in Kabul's chaos. We are USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
If the Food and Drug Administration needs to make an announcement about people using animal medications to fight COVID-19, a lot of people are probably doing it. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. The FDA says that besides not being proven to treat coronavirus, the drug can cause severe side effects in humans, including allergic reactions, seizures, and even death. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Disgraced Democrat and now former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo marked his final day in office Monday by handing out pardons. David Gilbert, a Weather Underground member, murdered Police Sergeant Edward O'Grady, Officer Waverly Brown, and Brinks Guard Peter Page. Gilbert's son and San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin had lobbied Cuomo for his release. Cuomo also ordered the release of four other murderers. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
On Monday, the Biden administration said all Americans can get out of Afghanistan if they want to. Former Kabul aid worker and Illinois Congress candidate Republican Esther Joy King tells Fox News, by allowing the Taliban to be the first checkpoint for everyone trying to leave means Washington has no idea what's going on.
Working on women's rights in Kabul, and I've still worked on women's rights helping female students, and I'm in active conversation with those girls. And then secondly, on the military side, I am a member of the Army Reserve, and seeing what's happening from a military strategy perspective, I will say, since I wrote the op-ed, the stories have simply intensified. I mean, talking with girls who are trying to get through the gates, they're 50 meters from the gates. Can you imagine being 50 meters from freedom and getting through to the airport? And the Taliban is having visa checkpoints. Get this. Our United States Department of State is working with the Taliban to help process people because they're overwhelmed. So they're outsourcing visa checks to the Taliban. That's the state that it is on the ground, and it is absolutely a horrendous situation, and this lies squarely on the shoulders of the Biden administration and poor leadership. Our leaders are missing in action right now, and that's why I'm running for Congress, is because we need better leaders in Washington, D.C., who are real-world problem solvers and just operate with common sense.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.